Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter Number 18. We'll read text 38, and then together we will. Thank you. Together we'll say text number 39. Iti labda labda vivakstana putram gestam avokchata yaro tata pratikshemam jaram dehi nijam yaha. Translation: when the Yayati received this benediction from Sukracharya, he requested his eldest son, "My dear son Yadu, please give me your youth in exchange for my old age and invalidity." Text number 39. Mata Mahakritam. Vatsa na nipto vishaye aham vyayasa bhavadiena ramse katipaya samaha mata mahakritam vatsa natripto vishayeshyaham vayasya bhavadiyena ramse katipaya samaha mata mahakritam vatsa natripto vishayeshyaham vayasya bhavadiyena ramse katipaya samaha. Someone else, please. Mata mahakritam vatsa Ladies, please. Mata Mahakritam, given by your maternal grandfather, Sukracharya. Vatsa My dear son. Na, not. Tripta, satisfied. Vishayesu, in sex life, sense gratification. Aham, I am. Vyasa, by age. Bhavadiyena, of your good self. Ramse, I shall enjoy sex life. Katipaya, for a few. Samaha, years. Translation. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear son, I am not yet satisfied in my sexual desires. But if you are kind to me, you can take the old age given by your maternal grandfather, and I may take your youth so that I may enjoy life for a few years more. Purport. This is the nature of lusty desires. In Bhagavad Gita 7:20, it is said, Kamaistasthaya Ritigyana. When one is too attached to sense gratification, he actually loses his sense. The word ritigyan refers to one who has lost his sense. Here it is an example. The father shamelessly asks his son to exchange youth for old age. Of course, the entire world is under such illusion. Therefore, it is said that everyone is pramitak, or exclusively mad. Nunam pramitak kurute vikarma. When one becomes almost like a madman, he indulges in sex and sense gratification. Sex and sense gratification can be controlled, however, and one achieves perfection when he has no desires for sex. This is possible only when one is fully Krishna conscious. Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padaravindaye nava nava rasa daman yatam rantum asit tadavadi bata nari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukha vikara shustu nishti vanam cha. Since I have been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought and my lips curl with distaste. Sexual desire can be stopped only when one is fully Krishna conscious, and not otherwise. As long as one has desires for sex, one must change his body and transmigrate from one body to another to enjoy sex in different species or forms. And although the forms may differ, the business of sex is the same. Therefore, it is said, puna punishchar vita charvananam. Those who are very much attached to sex transmigrate from one body to another with the same business of chewing the chewed, tasting sex enjoyment as a dog, sex enjoyment as a hog, sex enjoyment as a demigod, and so on. Om Aganita Mirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I want to thank everyone for coming to class today and on the internet for listening to Srimad Bhagavatam class. So Srila Prabhupada here is writing a very strong purport as to what keeps us here in the material world and what is the nature of lusty desires. When one is too much attached to sense gratification, he actually loses his sense. We've heard people say, what, are you losing your mind? When one is too attached to material sense objects, when one is too attached to material desires, in the pursuance to fulfill those material desires, as Srila Prabhupada said in a lecture, he said, they become mad. We look out on the highways, we look out on the roadways here, and we see people are becoming mad after sense gratification. And they're trying so hard to fulfill the material desires, which is like a blazing forest fire. And by putting gasoline on the fire, you can't put out the fire. And that's what material sense gratification is. Like, one is putting more material desires on top of, or trying to fulfill material desires by performing material activities, one after the other. And it keeps the blazing flame of material existence continuing birth after birth. So in order to not lose our sense and become mad, there is a solution to all of this. The solution is Krishna consciousness. It's a pretty simple formula. The more we're absorbed in Krishna consciousness, the less we will be absorbed in the pursuance of sense gratification. Srila Prabhupada mentions several times in this purport about the desire for sex. Well, sex isn't only gross sex, it's also very subtle. Fame, adoration, distinction. These are also different forms of sex life. To attract people, to attract the opposite sex. This is what will keep one bound in this material world, birth after birth after birth. Now, we're in this human form of life, and we're so fortunate to have this human form of life. We can make the going from birth to birth, we can get out of the cycle of repeated birth and death right here in this human form of life. This, we could say this is the last stop. It could be the last stop. We have that opportunity. And so it's really important to remember this every day, that we have this golden opportunity, and to not take it for granted, and to not be fooled by Maya's tricks. Maya is very expert. And even one who is focused on Krishna consciousness, Maya can trick us. And that which is illusion, we think it's real. I wanted to give one example of that, about illusion and how strong illusion is. Some years ago, I was out on Sankirtan, and it began raining very heavily. So I went into an apartment building. And in the apartment building, there was one lobby, and the lobby was, it was all bare floors and bare walls. So when you speak, you hear the echoing is very strong. So to wait until it stopped raining, I'm in the lobby chanting. And you can hear this sound. Don't worry, I'm not losing my mind. So you can hear the beads, and I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and I'm shaking the beads a little bit. I was getting a little impatient because I wanted to get out, but I didn't want to get drenched. About 10 minutes later, all these police flooded the lobby. And I thought, wow, the place is being robbed. So I just stepped off to the side, and then they all stepped up to me and they said, hold it right there. I thought, okay, do you have the right person? They said, don't move. I said, okay. I said, no problem. I knew that they must have had the wrong person. What do you got in the bag? Now, it didn't have a Jagannath on it. It was just, I don't remember. It was a solid color bee bag. And I said, oh, do you want me to see? And some guy yelled out, no, don't. Just keep your hand right where it is. I'm like, what on earth is going on here? I said, these are prayer beads. He said, prayer beads? No. This guy, he had this long thing that, if you ever see like in supermarkets, they want to take something off the top shelf where you can't reach it. They reach up, it's like it's got a long extension with little pinchers on it. So the guy came forward, you know, I'm like bewildered, like what on earth is going on here? So I just said, I'm taking my hands out. And I said, these are my beads. And everyone started laughing like to no end. And one of the officers says, oh, Sarge, he got you on that one, you know. And then the sergeant was actually embarrassed. And they said, all right, guys, let's get out of here. Now, these are like New York cops. So they got this, let's forget about it. Let's get out of here. And I said, you guys want to tell me like what's going on? He says, don't worry. You're all right. He said, someone in the building called and said there was someone in the lobby with a rattlesnake in a bag. So just to show you how strong illusion is, how strong illusion is and it can be, that someone would think by this sound, you know, that someone has a rattlesnake in a bag. True story. So in the same way, okay, we know illusion is very strong. At any moment, we can be susceptible to material desires. But by replacing it with Krishna consciousness, one can overcome the strong desire for sense gratification. Sex life and sense gratification can be controlled. However, and one achieves perfection when he has no desires for sex. This is possible when one is fully Krishna conscious. So remember, to that extent that we are remembering Krishna, that we are praying to Krishna, that we're engaging in the 9 processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Starting with hearing, chanting, and remembering. Without remembering, we can't engage in all these other processes of devotional service up to Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything to Krishna. So, we don't need to have intoxication. We don't need to have gambling. We don't need meat eating. And we don't need to have illicit sex. These are the activities by which someone who is mad succumbs to lives their life by. And when there's the pain of the material, from the material energy, intoxication takes over. So someone will go and get intoxicated. But we can stop that feeling of anxiety, the desire for material things, by replacing them with that which is spiritual, and we will become happy. And as it's Rupa Goswami says in the Nectar of Instruction, we all have this jaundice disease. When we chant Hare Krishna, we may not have a taste for it. But by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens. And this avidya, this ignorance, can be destroyed at the root. So that's what we're trying to do, is to destroy this avidya, ignorance, at the root. But we can't be artificial. We can't make a show of it. So that's why every day we carefully chant these names. Sometimes devotees there, they go to India. I don't know if it's so much anymore. I remember in earlier years, they would get jaundice. So we kind of have that disease of jaundice, avidya, ignorance. So carefully chant these names every day, and natural relish will awaken. Another point here is to not become too attached. Or it says, when one is too attached to sense gratification, he actually loses his sense. Bhogaishvaya prashaktanam tarya parita chetasam vivisyatmika buddhi samhado navidyate. For one who's too attached to material things, to material sense objects, the resolute determination of devotional service will not take place. So if we're not getting that determination, if we feel like we're a little weak, if we feel like we don't have that enthusiasm, well, how do you be enthusiastic? Well, just be enthusiastic. You know, even if it's just kind of making a show of it. But let's take a look at what we're meditating on. What are we thinking of? And by thinking about the right things, by meditating on the right things, we gradually get that enthusiasm. Material life, sex life is the main business of non-devotees. It's our duty to give this medicine, this Krishna consciousness, to those who don't have it, who are not fortunate enough to have it. We're fortunate enough to have it. Doesn't make us better, but we're fortunate. We're definitely fortunate. So this is a very good time of year, as we know, because many people are out trying to fan that spark, trying to pour the gasoline on the fire, trying to enjoy, and at the same time, just take a look at people's faces. The face is the index to the mind. And people are not happy. They're trying to be happy right now. And it's Christmas time. They're buying gifts for people. And they're hoping, here's one more year. I've been doing this for how many years? But this year is going to be different. Yes, actually, this year will be different if they get the Bhagavad Gita. Now the temple, Savasprabhu and others, are making it very easy for us to give this knowledge out. We should give this away freely. Not necessarily we just give away the books freely, but give Krishna consciousness freely. Do not discriminate. Well, this person looks like a businessman. He won't take a book. I've been with many businessmen before. In my days of driving limousine, I've been with many very successful people. And listening to their stories in life, you would think they have it all. And I've heard more sob stories from more successful people in my life than you can imagine. I've given books to people. We've all given books to people. How many times do you cross paths with that person again? You may see them at a college. You may see them right here on Watsika. You may see them at a traffic light. You're driving and someone rolls, "Hey, do you remember me? Remember you gave me a book?" You know, these things happen. Do you have any more books? So it's our duty to simply give Bhagavad Gita to the public. We should study the books too. We should know what's in these books. Because if we're asked a question, we should know how to answer it. But by us reading these books, we'll get such a taste for this process, the chanting, the reading, that we'll want to give it to others. It's like, how many times do you have something like a really nice sweet that someone gave you? Some really nice Mahaprasadam. And you want to share it with other devotees. So this is the way we should be with these books. This is Mahaprasadam here. And think about the amount of time that Srila Prabhupada put into waking early, sleeping sometimes just a few hours a night, getting up at 1 or 1:30, having as little light at his desk, sitting there with the dictaphone and translating. We're worshiping Srila Prabhupada every day. So think about what he's done for us and what he's given us. And now what is our job? What is our service? Is to give Krishna consciousness to others. Even if one is not the best preacher or the best book distributor, it's pretty simple. You just offer the book, put it in their hand, build a little rapport with them, put the book in their hand, tell them a little something about the book, what it is, just so they know what it is. You can even say, "This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is written by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness." How much of a contribution can you please give today? It's that easy. The worst thing that happens is they say, "I'm not interested." And you just go to the next person. It's a numbers game. If you go out shopping, you're on the street, keep a book with you. There's one person here, he drops his girlfriend off. She works at the hospital. And they live very far away, so he sits out here in his car sometimes. So we got to know each other, and I gave him a book. And each day I'd walk by at lunch, because he'd be out there with his window rolled down, and I see him reading the book. So I walked by, and he got out of the car, and he said, "This book is incredible." I said, "What's so incredible about it?" He goes, "It just makes so much sense. Everything is said here, it makes so much sense."
Because what are you people all about? So don't think that people aren't watching us. So be personal. Give them Krishna consciousness. Somehow or another. If you don't have a book on you, at least remember, example is more important than precept. And people are going to judge us. They're going to see, how do we look? How do we walk? How do we talk? How do we dress? So we must be very careful what we speak, because people are listening. People are looking very closely. What are these Hare Krishna devotees about? Especially when we have guests that come to the temple. They're coming here for a reason. So there's always so much to speak about. We can go on for hours and hours speaking about this verse. We can go on for hours and hours speaking about Bhagavad Gita and Srila Prabhupada's books and distributing books. I know we have a very nice breakfast being prepared in the kitchen. I saw Bal Gopal Prabhu and his wife in there this morning, right after Mangal Artik. So they got up early, where they sacrificed their japa time to cook a very nice feast for their guru. So we're gonna honor that feast. So when you see them today, you'll please thank them for all their hard efforts. So we can stop here for a moment and see if there's any comments or questions. Rabindranath Prabhu. Prabhu is asking, would you like to repeat the question now that you have the microphone, please?
Yeah, you mentioned about subtle sex life. I think you phrased it as profit, adoration, distinction. And I heard that before. I just want to know exactly where that stated.
In my years of Krishna consciousness, I've heard this discussion before about subtle sex life and fame, adoration, distinction. But I can't answer exactly where I have heard that. You know, like if I would pull it up on the Veda base, I couldn't find it. Is there anybody else that would like to answer that question as to where? Bhrigupati Prabhu? Would you like to repeat that, please? You have a microphone.
I know it's someplace in the second canto on a purport, but I can't remember what. I mean, I could find it if I had the Veda base, but I couldn't tell you right now what verse and what, you know, what text, what purport.
Okay, so Bhrigupati Prabhu said somewhere in the second canto, but he wasn't sure where that was either. Is that okay, Prabhu? Yes? Okay. All right. So thank you very much for the opportunity to speak Krishna consciousness. Hope you all have a wonderful day today in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Jai. All right, so everyone go get some books and let's distribute those books.
Prabhu? Dr. Jesse, Prabhu? Sorry, it was just, I was trying to feel it where I could.
Hey, no worries.
It just, I mean, I can stand here and hold it if you want to take a picture. you can just take a picture right here.
Yeah, hey, why not?
You know, it's going to.
I'm glad I made this class.
Thank you so much for coming. I saw you walk in. I was like, wow, I'm so happy you're here. Now, you're not filming.
Japa time.
Remember, it all starts here in the bead bag. Okay. Can you help me get up, please? crazy. Oh, good. We're not being, we're not on the internet now. We've seen the DVD.
Spirits?
Yeah.
Well, I was mentioning that it might be a